Yesterday's cold front served as a reminder that it is indeed fall and winter is right around the corner. It's also a reminder to be thankful that most nonprofit organizations move their fundraising events indoors during this time of year. Tonight, the Fayetteville Town Center will host the Signature Chefs Auction, which will benefit the March of Dimes. If you're in Springdale tonight, you can stop by the Arts Center of the Ozarks, who will be hosting its 11th annual 5x5 art auction and jazz soiree. Guests can listen to jazz while sampling savory treats and bidding on hundreds of pieces of art that were created on 5-inch by 5-inch canvases. Also this evening, the Northwest Arkansas Team Red program is hosting a kickoff at the Shoemaker Center in Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. The purpose of the program is to bring together people living with diabetes, as well as their friends, family, and caregivers, in an effort to address the needs of the diabetes community.
Now, if you are not worn out from all the events that take place tonight, plenty more scheduled for the rest of the month. Saturday night, the Jones Center will host Big Night, Night on the Town at the Fayetteville Town Center. That same venue will be the site of the third annual Forgotten Song Gala Tuesday night. The semi-formal dinner is organized by a group that empowers the victims of war-torn societies through self-sustainable and reproducible projects and business initiatives.
There is no shortage of events to choose from on Saturday, November 18th. Some of these include the 8th annual Ryan Murphy Cancer Benefit, Circle of Life Hospices Rock the Bridge, and the Celebrity Waiter Crystal Anniversary Gala, a night to remember.
Thursday, November 21st, CASA of Northwest Arkansas will host its annual Light of Hope event, and the Northwest Arkansas Women's Shelter will host its Fresh Start Art Auction. On November 22nd, the Sunshine School and Development Center will host a very special art show, and the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank has organized its Jewels of Giving Gala.
If you are missing outdoor fundraising events, you'll have an opportunity to get outside Saturday, November 23rd, for the Northwest Arkansas St. Jude Give Thanks Walk event at Arvest Ballpark.
And as we get closer to the end of 2013, we near the end of a historic year for another nonprofit organization, the Elizabeth Richardson Center. It's been celebrating its 50th anniversary, and Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has this look back at the center's history.
The Elizabeth Richardson Center is a comprehensive provider of disability services in Northwest Arkansas that has been serving the needs of local residents since 1963. Marketing Director Kate Lunsford says they serve more than 600 children and adults annually at 10 locations throughout Northwest Arkansas.
We have five child development centers that serve children from 6 weeks to 5 years who have been diagnosed with any kind of developmental disability. So that's Down syndrome, autism, Williams syndrome, anything like that. Or they have some kind of developmental delay. For some reason, they're just not meeting their milestones. Maybe they were premature, maybe it's environmental. And so each of those centers provides speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy in a preschool setting with those state-approved curriculum and everything you'd find in a regular preschool. And so that's on the kids' side of it. And then for adults, we provide vocational training and community job placement. And then we also provide residential options with the goal of allowing them to live as independently as possible.
Lunsford joined the ERC about 3 years ago. After spending a decade in banking, she began searching for an opportunity to work with a nonprofit because she felt it was her turn to give back. After looking into the ERC's history, she says it has been interesting and amazing to see how the world has changed in its perception of people with disabilities during the last 50 years.
At the time that this organization started, public schools didn't serve children with disabilities at all. So their options were to stay home or to be sent away to state institutions. And so that's basically where our organization began. There was a group in Fayetteville that was led by Dr. Wade Burnside, who was a Fayetteville pediatrician at the time, along with the parents of children with special needs. And they essentially got together and decided, we need to have services here in Northwest Arkansas for these children.
Dr. Wade Burnside is much more humble about his role in the creation of the Elizabeth Richardson Center.
Well, no, I don't think I'm the reason it exists. But I guess you'd say it was a matter of being in the right place at the right time. And a number of things existed or were happening that all kind of worked together to establish a school for what we called trainable children, not educable. Educable children, an IQ level just below normal, but the trainable children with an IQ level below that.
One of the people that contributed to the creation of the center, Dr. Burnside says, was Cornelia Bowman, who taught special classes for students and saw a need for the kids who weren't being served. Dr. Burnside said it was also helpful that Wayne White, the superintendent of Fayetteville Public Schools, supported Bowman. Another contributing factor was it just so happened that Dr. Burnside's church, First United Presbyterian Church, had a mission study that year that focused on people with special needs. And finally, Dr. Burnside says, Fort Smith already had a school helping students with special needs called the Boast School. Today, Boast Incorporated still exists and serves more than 700 adults and children with disabilities on a daily basis in 34 counties in western Arkansas. Dr. Burnside says they were able to visit the school and get ideas for starting their own organization in northwest Arkansas.
The people in Fort Smith said, don't wait to find a trained teacher. Find someone who's a good teacher, who's kind, patient, loving, and go ahead and start. And your teacher can take courses to learn some of the techniques that might be helpful. So that, in a sense, gave us freedom to invite her to be the teacher. And she did accept.
The she Dr. Burnside is referring to is Elizabeth Richardson. Dr. Burnside says she was a member of his church who had been a teacher prior to getting married. At the time he approached her about returning to teaching, she was a widow. On September 29th of 1963, the school opened in the basement of Fayetteville's First United Presbyterian Church with four students. Richardson was the first teacher, and she went on to become the organization's first executive director and eventually its namesake. 10 years later, due to an increasing need for services, a school opened on Woodland Avenue with 61 children from the ages of 2 to 18. Today, this building serves as one of the ERC's child development centers, where 77 children who are 6 weeks to 5 years old attend classes each day. Bobby Nell Templeton was involved in the center in its early days. Her son Earl was able to use the ERC services. Templeton says a doctor diagnosed her son with an arrested case of hydrocephalus.
He was there for several years at the Richardson Center here in Fayetteville. But, you know, we didn't know if we were going to be able to keep that or not. And right after Earl was born, or a few months after Earl was born, and we realized that he was going to have a problem, and we knew about the Conway Human Development Center, I filled out a form and so that if he did need to go there, that it would be possible, because they had a long waiting list always. So we, after Earl had been at the Richardson Center, I don't know, must have been about 4 years or so. I don't really remember. We got something in the mail and told us that we could bring him down for an analysis and such. And it was really hard. That's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
After her husband passed away, Templeton says driving back and forth got pretty tiring for this mama, so she brought her son back to Northwest Arkansas. Earl is now in his 50s and still resides in housing provided by the Elizabeth Richardson Center. Templeton and Dr. Burnside describe Elizabeth Richardson as a loyal, distinguished lady who was a saint that loved working with children. Templeton says she got to know Richardson well because she often drove her to events around the state.
Well, she didn't drive a car. And so at the 50th anniversary dinner, I mentioned that I got to go when she was going to workshops in the state or going to look at places, how they do things and all. I got to be her driver. So we developed a very good relationship. She was, you know, she had been a public school teacher. So we really had a good time with that, and we learned some things. And coming back one day from one of our trips, she was saying something about that we just didn't have the program that we should have, and I need to do better. And I said, Ms. Richardson, you don't need to worry about that. We're growing good, you know. So she was kind of feeling like she wasn't doing her job, which was ridiculous.
Templeton, as well as her husband and son Larry, have all served time on the board. Dr. Burnside also served as a board member. People can only serve a limited number of terms. Dr. Burnside said this is one of the reasons the organization has been successful, because it ensures there are always fresh ideas coming from the board. Looking back at the past 50 years, Dr. Burnside marvels at the organization's growth.
I would never have dreamed it. It's far beyond anything we dreamed of in those days. We just wanted to get something started. I don't remember that we even thought much about growth, certainly not phenomenal growth.
One of the more recent examples of that growth is just last year. The Elizabeth Richardson Center opened a new child development center in Huntsville, making the ERC the only disability services provider serving Madison County. The Huntsville CDC can serve up to 30 children from 6 weeks to 5 years old. More information about the organization is available at ercinc.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.